should have paid more attention to what he was telling him. The more I like it, because it gives me something to do during the day. I don't just sit there and stare across the table at my wife, and she wants to hit me with a rolling pin or something. But I can come down here and stay out of her hair, and it just gives me something to do. And I kind of like to try to get up a load. A lot of times I'm disappointed when I go up and find out I didn't do anything right, and it don't shoot like I want it to. But I keep working at it, and finally sometimes it'll work out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know what you mean about having things to do. You know, we just called a bunch of our employees back off furlough, and two of them were saying they were busy the entire time, had a lot of projects, and other ones are going, oh my God, I can't deal with this. So yeah, helps to have a hobby.
Did you get them all back, or did they didn't bring some of them back? I know I heard rumors that this thing was going to probably lose a lot of people their job because I don't know what they were. I just heard rumors that some of them would never be back. And I hope they got everybody back for you. It probably make your headache for you. hope they all made it.
Yeah, it's some of the government civilians that they've riffed that they're saying they're not going to give their jobs back because they're reduced in force. They got too many damn government people anyways, quite honestly. But no, we're contractors, so I brought back my entire workforce. I had I got about 650-some people at work for me between here and Colorado. And we lost 11 people over the furlough, guys. It just said, the heck with it. I'm not dealing with this. I'm retiring, or some people found someplace else to work. So, but you know, I was talking to one of the guys before I left, and he says, "Oh, that ain't too bad, you know, 11 out of 650, 660." But I said, "You know, we're not going to see the full impact of this for another month or two, because if people are out there looking for a job and interviewing, they're going to have to wait for that process to work itself out." So I don't know, and they just kicked this can down the road until the 30th of January. I'm afraid that they're all going to go on their Christmas and New Year break, come back, you know, second week of January, and go, oh, shit, we got two more weeks before it shuts down again. I don't know. Disheartening, to say the least.
Yeah, for sure. I heard that this is just for 2 months or something, and then they'll do it again. And I just hope they don't. I think if them politicians do lock these guys out for that, I think they need to pay. I think they need to be removed from office and take the pay away. Don't pay them. Let them go without pay and see how they like it.
Yeah, exactly. And 7TND Las Vegas. We'll see. I mean, nobody got anything out of it. It was nothing but, like you said, affecting a lot of people. The government people are going to get paid. When they come back, they're going to get back pay. My people won't, because, like I said, we're contractors. But, yeah, a lot of pain, a lot of angst for no gain. I don't think either side, quote-unquote, won if there's a winner out of stuff like this. But anyways, other than that, like I said, since I'm not going to go to the Hill tomorrow, I've got some other radio projects I need to throw on my bench and get some stuff fixed and, you know, spare parts made up and stuff like that. I like to have spare assemblies. I got a couple of PAs I need to repair. Their UHF PAs I can have on the shelf ready to go in case something craps out. So I might